hate my school picture this year. My hair looks funny, my dress is ugly, and I'm smiling like a goon.
Yeah, that's you.
Hi, Laura, my little photogenic fox. It's that time of year again, the day everybody exchanges their school pictures.
Sorry, I don't think I can spare one, Steve. I only have 144.
Oh, I understand. I'll just stick around and stare at the real thing.
Here, take two. And don't bother me next year.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I've got yours outside.
Is it just me, or do I get better looking every year?
It's just you.
Here you go, my sweet.
It's going to be hard getting that into my wallet.
Oh, no. There's two of them.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out every scene. Smother the blues with tenderness. There's room for you, room for me, for gentle hearts and opportunity. It's the bigger love of the family.
Rough. I just spent 2 hours talking a guy off a ledge, then found out he was a window washer.
I can't believe you did this to me.
Why are you so upset? It's just a stupid video game.
Stupid video game? What's the problem here?
I don't have a problem. I just got the highest score ever at Space Invaders.
Oh, sure. Rub it in.
Well, I guess we know now who used to have the highest score.
I think girls should be allowed to play video games, period. They should stick to cheerleading, where they belong.
Eddie, that is the most chauvinistic thing I've ever heard you say.
I'll straighten him out, honey. Come on, son. Need to have a little talk. Step into my office, please.
What's wrong?
Well, son, I don't think you're upset because you were beaten. I think you're upset because you were beaten by a girl.
Well, yeah.
Son, this is the 90s, the age of the enlightened man. We are no longer threatened by women who are smarter or make more money or who beat us at sports.
We're not?
No. Son, today's man is compassionate and sensitive and only wants to live in peace and harmony with today's female. A real man is a man who is able to admit defeat. Now, I want you to go back in there, and you tell your sister that you're happy for her.
All right.
Go ahead, son.
Laura, I'm sorry I was such a sore loser. You beat me fair and square, and you deserve to be the champ.
Thanks. And Eddie, I didn't beat you. I crushed you.
Edward?
You're right. Laura, it's the 90s, and I'm an enlightened man, and I only want to live in peace and harmony with you. Congratulations on your victory.
Wow. You left here with Eddie Winslow and returned with Alan Alda.
Bye, Ted. Bye, Lowell. You guys have great form.
Rachel, will you forget about picking up those two guys and pick up that spare?
I can do both, you know.
Did you guys want something?
Well, you know,
bowling was a great idea. I can't think of a single reason not to do this every week.
Hi, everybody.
I just thought of a reason.
Steve, what are you doing here?
I come here 3 or 4 times a week.
Oh, it felt like a second home.
Oh, no, Carl, that would be your place.
Dad, it's your turn.
Go get it.
Go ahead, Carl.
No, after you.
Oh, no, I insist.
No, please.
Oh, no, really, I couldn't. Etiquette demands deference to the bowler on the left. Unless, of course, it's a league situation.
Just bowl.
Thank you. Fortunately, I got good pin action.
I'll give you some pin action. Darn, I was robbed. That should have been a strike.
Well, not really, Carl. And your push-off was late, and you short-armed that follow-through. First 9 out of 10 is very good. Listen, Carl, this is an easy spare to pick up. No problem. Can't miss. Oops, guess you can.
Well, not a great finish, but we still win.
Not yet, Carl. If Harriet throws 3 strikes in a row, she beats you by 1 pin.
You hear that, Mom? You can still win.
Are you kidding? Mom could never beat Dad.
Eddie, never say never.
That's right, never. Get up there, honey. Show him what you can best. My sister, she can bowl. Go ahead, show him.
My sister, you...
What?
There's nothing wrong with second place.
Harriet, I want a rematch.
Mm-hmm, so does Mike Tyson. Come on, y'all, let's go home.
We're not going anywhere. I'm serious. I want a rematch. You just got lucky. I want a rematch, and I want it now.
Just be glad Carl won the rematch or we'd still be at the bowling alley.
I hate bowling. It's a stupid sport.
You got that right.
Throwing an ugly 10-pound ball at a bunch of ugly sticks while you're wearing ugly shoes.
It's an ugly sport.
It's a great sport.
And do you know why? Because it's a man sport. They make the ball heavy so women will know to leave it alone.
Excuse me, but I think you don't know this game.
Hey, it's late, and I don't want to hear any more fighting. Go upstairs and go to bed.
He started it.
How did I start it?
By being born first. You got the whole family off on the wrong foot.
Boy, 5 hours at a bowling alley. That's the most time I ever spent in rented shoes.
I hope Carl got all that gloating out of his system.
Ladies and gentlemen, as the winner of the bowling rematch, I hereby declare this an official Carl Winslow holiday.
Looks like there's still a couple of gloats left. Excuse me, I'm gonna go check on Richie.
What's wrong with her? I thought we all had fun tonight.
Carl, no one had fun tonight but you.
Now, Harriet, I am surprised at you. I thought you were a better loser than this.
You won the rematch, okay? Case closed.
Now, come on, Harriet. I think we need to talk about this now, because I don't want you to feel bad just because I'm the better bowler.
Okay, I don't feel bad.
Good. Because I really feel bad about being the better bowler if it made you feel bad.
Give me a break.
No, Harry, but come on. I think you'd feel a lot better if you just came right out and said that I'm the better bowler.
You want to face some truth, Carl? How about this truth? The only reason you won that rematch tonight was because I let you win.
Well, you don't really expect me to believe that.
Yeah. That is not the first time I did it either. I've been letting you win at bowling ever since before we were married.
Well, Richie's fine.
Hey, Rachel, you want a good laugh?
Sure.
Your sister claims that she let me win the rematch.
I knew it. I knew you were holding back.
See, what did I tell you?
Oh, sure. She's your sister. Of course she's going to support this silly notion that you're a better bowler than me.
Carl, I'm warning you.
I mean, it's a simple fact of nature. Men are better bowlers than women.
What kind of male chauvinist garbage is that?
Now, Rachel, I'm not saying that men are better at everything. But hey, we're talking bowling here. And bowling is primarily a man thing.
Okay, that did it. We're going bowling. The men against the women tonight, right now, one game. Let's hit it right
now. Now you're going to be sorry. Come on. Now you're going to be sorry. Try to pull my sister's fired up. She get fired up. She's dangerous. She's dangerous. Don't worry about me.
Good night, guys.
What are you doing with your pajamas on?
You told me to go to bed.
Well, get dressed, get your brother, and get in the car. We're going bowling.
That's right, because we got to go to bed.
Okay.
A strike, ladies. I guess that puts the men in the lead. Again.
Enjoy it while you can.
Go ahead, honey. You won't be leading for long.
Eddie, you did that on purpose.
Did what?
I'm gonna get get you for this, Eddie.
Oh, really? I'm shaking.
You better be, because it won't be today and it won't be tomorrow. But someday, when you're least expecting it, you're gonna wake up with some hair missing.
It's all right, Laura. We'll catch up to them.
Uh-oh. Steve Ball's next. Look, if he makes another strike, we are in real trouble.
Don't worry about a thing. I'll handle him. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Laura.
You know, I shouldn't be mingling with the opposition, but I just wanted to tell you how handsome you look under fluorescent lighting.
Really?
Yeah. And I just wanted to wish you good luck.
Thank you.
My, with strong arms.
Okay, think strike, boy. Think strike. It's all up to you.
Yeah, Carl. If you bowl a strike, you'll be a hero. But if you don't, you'll be a bum, a loser, a goat, a joker.
Thank you, Steve. That's enough encouragement.
Good luck.
Let's go, Carl. You're holding up the game.
Yeah, we just want to claim our victory and get out of here.
Not so fast. I feel a strike coming on.
Come on, Carl. One strike.
Strike. Strike.
Strike. Hey, what happened?
It was a strike. I distinctly heard 10 pins fall. It was a strike.
I'm telling you, no way.
All right, then we'll get a flashlight, go back to the bowling alley and check for ourselves.
We won, you lost. Face it.
Face it like a man, honey. Your wife beat the pants off.
Oh, you don't know anything about it. Oh, please.
Keep it down. People are trying to sleep.
I'm sorry, Mama, but we were discussing who won the bowling match, the men or the women.
You're grown-ups acting like children. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves. Now, I want to settle now. And do it quietly. I've got a 6 a.m. karate class.
We are acting like children.
Hey, some of us are children.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, what happened to us? Miss started out as a fun family outing and ended up as War of the Winslows.
Grandma's right. This competition stuff is stupid.
You're right, Eddie. I'm going to bed.
Me too. Race upstairs.
Boy, what a night, huh? Broke 3 nails, got a blister on my thumb, and I probably caught pneumonia. But other than that, I had a great time. Good night.
You know, Harriet, it was dark. Maybe I didn't knock down all the pins.
So you're saying the women won?
Well, let's just call it a tie.
I'll accept a tie. And the next time I'm better than you at something, I'll just keep it to myself.
Fine. No, it's not fine. Harriet, why should you have to do less than your best just to protect my male ego?
You mean that?
Yes. And, sweetheart, I am sorry for acting like a male chauvinist sometimes.
That's all right, honey. You don't do it very often. In fact, someday soon, you're gonna be that enlightened man you told Eddie to be.
Well, I promise I'll keep trying.
That's the spirit.
Ooh. Ooh. My shoulder. I think I pulled a muscle throwing that last strike.
It wasn't a strike.
Harriet, if you can get this kink out of my shoulder, you can call it anything you like.